In the Fractured Folk Songs Project, Catherine and I use songs in the public domain to create experiments in improvisation that connect to what people listen for in music. We started by remembering songs that one or both of us had known before, then researching them to discover, for example, whether they were out of copyright. We found All the Pretty Little Horses in several folk song books, along with information pointing towards its origins more than a century ago. Like many of these songs, it's been recorded many times, from the Deller Consort and Rosemary Clooney to Nick Cave and Current 93. Researching the song, we discovered the second verse, which is rarely sung, and which presents a grimmer context for it than you might expect from, say, its appearance on the Disney Baby Lullabies album. The song was sung by someone who, having to earn a living by caring for a rich person's child, the child who will get all the pretty little horses that he could want, is forced to give less care to her own baby. As in many other folk songs, we find that the seemingly lighthearted song is built on expressions of class and social struggle. The song's made up of three simple musical phrases. We've taken these phrases and shuffled them around, forming a constellation of musical moments, inspired by some of Karlheinz Stockhausen's work and several pieces by our teacher, Paulina Oliveros, such as Six for New Time, the piece she wrote for Sonic Youth. Catherine and I have been involved for a long time in free improvisation. Recently, however, we've been looking for ways to bring that work back together with aspects of melody, expressiveness, and beauty that are often hard to find in strictly free contexts. One of the first songs that we tried was the next one that we're going to perform, Black is the Color of My True Love's Hair. This, again, is quite an old English and American song recorded by many people. I've been reminded of it by a recording by Nina Simone that we've been playing at my job. And Kathy Berberian, the subject of the film that we'll be seeing after this performance, also did a famous version of it as arranged for her by Luciano Berio. We first tried doing a free improvisation on this song and it didn't work. We realized that it needed some sort of premeditated thread to help it hang together. For this song, we hit upon a simple repeating five-note phrase which helps us maintain its tempo and key. And the phrase is... So you'll hear that repeating through much of the song. From this, we developed a way of working in this project. We select songs that move us. We then look at the musical elements of each song and come up with, in a sense, game rules for improvising within these elements. By the way, we do eventually do each song more or less straight, giving us a home base to ground the more far-out aspects of what we're doing. One of the most important things we're experimenting with in this musical partnership is the relationship between the singer and instrumentalist in a duo. Usually such a pair looks, to much of the audience at least, as if the singer is more important while the instrumentalist is in a less visible supporting role. In this project, we're looking for a more equal relationship. I'm singing the song pretty much straight throughout, other than how I'm placing my sung phrases against what Catherine plays. I think of myself as providing a continuing thread that gives her playing an understandable context. While much of what Catherine is playing is quite free, she also maintains the repeating pattern, helping keep me in time and in tune. So here is Black is the Color of My True Love's Hair.